As I fight to clear my name, rest assured, I will continue to work hard for the people and constituents of the 27th Congressional District of New York, and I will remain on the ballot running for re-election this November.
Just last week, Collins said his criminal charges wouldn't keep him from running against Democrat Nate McMurray. He now says, after extensive discussions with his family and friends, he'll step aside after finishing the remaining months of his current term. Several Republicans have expressed interest in replacing Collins on the ballot. That includes Buffalo developer Carl Palladino, Assemblyman Ray Walter, radio host David Bellavia, and Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu, who says his previous elections in Erie County make him a strong candidate.
I feel very strongly that I'm the Republican with the best shot at beating back this liberal extremist, and it's going to be a war. It's going to be a battle.
But when can that battle begin? Erie County Republican Election Commissioner Ralph Moore says the fact that Collins has suspended his campaign does nothing for the ballot. Resigning wouldn't change things either. So what would need to happen for Collins to be replaced?
The only method by which he would be able to be removed from the ballot would be by death, which I'm sure is not an option which he looks forward to, or a nomination to a subsequent office.
A spokesman for the State Board of Elections told NPR that Collins could drop off the ballot by moving out of state. But Moore says a recent court case cast doubt on that.
The qualifications for federal office for congressmen are that you have to be a resident of the state at the time of the election and throughout your term of office. The difficulty that Congressman Collins would have if he were to move out of state is that there would be no guarantee that he could not return on election day and become a resident then.
If Collins is to be replaced, Moore says a vacancy will have to be created for him to fill. One option could be for GOP officials to ask a town justice to step aside. Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy says he's confident they can find a way to replace Collins after the upcoming primary.
Whatever candidate that we can coalesce around, build consensus within the eight counties on, will win this race, and we need that to be the case. I mean, this is a fresh start for the district.
Collins' legal issues have given Democrat Nate McMurray a better chance to win in a district that has voted heavily Republican the past two elections. McMurray says Collins was winning in landslides because the system is broken.
We're supposed to make sure that every Democrat hates every Republican, but is that working for our country?
No.
And every Republican's supposed to hate every Democrat? Is that making sense on the ground level?
No.
What I want to do is flip it. I want to talk about issues.
McMurray says if Collins is suspending his campaign, he shouldn't remain in office.
He's collecting a paycheck. He's collecting a pension from this. He shouldn't be there. Do you guys think he should be there?
No!
He needs to resign. It's amazing to me that the Republican Party hasn't said in unison, resign!
What was once perceived to be a shoo-in election for Chris Collins has now become another challenge for Republicans this November. For WBFO News, I'm Nick Lippa.